The publisher and chief executive of the Washington Post says he's stepping down just days after massive layoffs there last week. A third of the paper's staff lost their jobs on Wednesday. CEO Will Lewis was supposed to help the paper reach financial stability, but instead had a turbulent 2 years. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has been covering it throughout and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Aisha.
So Will Lewis announced that he's leaving right after these cuts were made. Are the two connected?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's first talk about the cuts. Forgive my voice. It was a late night. They're losing a lot of things that have made the paper great. They're absolutely devastated the international staff. There'll be a much smaller footprint abroad. They killed the sports desk, and they've reduced the Metro desk wildly from more than 40 people to about a dozen. The departure is emblematic in several ways. First, it's a sign that he came in with a lot of promises and innovations. They haven't staunched the red ink. He didn't turn it around. He said at one point the paper had lost $100 million 1 year, $77 million another. These losses haven't stopped. In addition, throughout this process, Lewis hasn't been transparent with his newsroom, his full business team. He's been kind of an absent figure. He was completely AWOL during this week's past layoffs, a time at which a newsroom and an institution needs leaders. His fingerprints weren't anywhere to be, and he wasn't anywhere to be seen. The coup de grace was that he was photographed by a former Washington Post photographer in Santa Clara, California, walking the red carpet at an event ahead of the Super Bowl. Everybody, including Bezos, basically Jeff Bezos, the owner, wrote him off at that point.
Well, thanks again, David, for burning the midnight oil for us, and even with your voice a little rough right there. You've reported that Lewis's term at the Post was turbulent. How rocky was it?
Well, it got complicated even before he arrived. I reported before he actually took over the job back in December 2023 that there were allegations in court cases in London that tied him fairly closely to questions of whether he'd helped to conceal criminal activity at Rupert's Murdoch newspapers when he was an executive for Murdoch in London in 2010-2011. I want to be clear, both Lewis and the papers have denied wrongdoing. He hasn't been charged with any crimes, but he tried privately to dissuade me and NPR and then subsequently his own paper from reporting on it. He ultimately failed. He then attacked me personally. All these things combined helped him to lose the newsroom, the idea that he pressured his own editor-in-chief. And then the kinds of solutions he offered for change. He said, you know, we're going to be driven by AI. We're going to have all these new experimental things in an experimental third newsroom, he called. This stuff never seemed to gel. One more thing was layered on top of it. This wasn't at Lewis's instigation, but Jeff Bezos, who personally owns this paper, of course, the founder of Amazon, he changed two things. He, just days before the 2024 presidential elections, he killed a planned editorial endorsement of Kamala Harris. And that was seen by a lot of people as kind of bending the knee to former and now current President Donald Trump. And he also then, in February of 2025, after Trump took office once more, he totally reoriented the editorial pages, leading to the departure of their editor there, but also departure of a bunch of editorial writers. Combined, these two moves cost them at least 375,000 paying subscriptions. People lost faith, a lot of them outside the newsroom, but certainly a lot of people in the newsroom as well, about Will Lewis's ability to lead. He didn't stop Bezos from doing that.
What can the Post now expect to happen in the future?
Well, so Bezos has moved on. I mean, he did not mention or thank Will Lewis in naming Jeff D'Onofrio the new acting CEO. D'Onofrio is currently the chief financial officer. He previously worked at Raptive, Tumblr, and Yahoo, all notably digitally minded properties. Bezos talked about the importance of the storied paper, and he says the data tells us what is valuable and where to focus. As he said in his quote, the Post has an essential journalistic mission and an extraordinary opportunity. Each and every day, our readers give us a roadmap to success. That's data-driven for sure. A lot of these cuts predicated on the idea they'll be focusing on national security and politics.
Is what happened to the Post a symptom of what's happening in news in general?
I would say that it's neither only about the Post nor only about the entire business. But yes, you know, this is the paper of Watergate and all kinds of credible scoops in the decades since. It's being cut back to the bone, but they do have this emphasis in Washington, which suggests they're going to be competing with these smaller publications like Vox, Axios, and Punchbowl, as opposed to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. There's kind of a confusion internally over the audience. That said, Bezos is one of the richest people on the planet. He could have sustained this for a very long time if he had wanted to. At this point, he no longer wants to, and that's a sign of, it appears, of what the industry is doing right now. A lot of major media owners are very nervous about operating in the age of Trump and finding ways to alienate him. They're finding ways to do business, even as Bezos has been very protective of the independence of the news reporting itself.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Thank you so much.
You bet.